Hey everybody, I'm Heinous Rhines, and I'm too scared to poop in a unisex bathroom.
Poopity poop.
That's all you've got to offer, Mr. Wonkles?
That's the best I can do this morning.
Sing a little poop song?
Well, you know, I don't own any restrooms, any public restrooms, although I do have a portfolio of urinals.
What are you saying?
Wait a minute, Heinous. Isn't it true that you actually own the patent on the missionary position?
No, I own
Wait a second. There's some truth to that because, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Heinous, to squash these rampant rumors.
Oh, no. I own the patent on the Heinous position.
No, you own the patent on the missionary position, and apparently you're owed some back dues, pal.
I am, especially from all those religious zealots.
That's what I'm talking
only
about.
Only use that one position.
Word up. Hey, you know what, guys? This episode, what's the name of the episode, Heinous?
It's called You Stole My Lung.
Well, and rightly so, because you did steal my lung. And no, actually, it was because years ago we did a little strange comedy ditty called
That's
You
right.
Stole My Lung.
That's right.
And it actually was the name of our first musical release.
Lo, those many years ago.
Today's song is Doo-Wah, Doo-Wah, Doo-Wah. It's a classic Stretch Link song with love and tragedy and lost digits.
Yep.
And it's got a hell of a hook on it.
It does indeed. I really love this song a lot.
It's just a catchy tune.
That's right. Yeah, if you're dicing vegetables right now, put the knife down and just keep your hands away from all sharp objects as you listen to this song. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah.
Let it rip, Heinous.
Yeah.
When I first saw Wanda, she was crying in a laundromat. She had put her favorite wool sweater in one of the dryers, and I volunteered to get it out for her. But in what the owner described as the most gruesome and uncanny laundering mishap he'd ever seen, I lost 3 fingers on my left hand. She rushed me to the hospital, and we were married 6 weeks later. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 We got a $2,500 out-of-court settlement from the laundromat, which helped us move into a trailer park near a factory where I got a job working a drill press. I bought a Chevy Impala at a police auction for $500. It ran beautifully, but the radio only got AM. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 We called Wanda's parents and told them we'd made it. Everything was going great until I caught her doing it with a 17-year-old Puerto Rican kid. I beat her up pretty bad that night, so she left me and moved in with her brother. At work, I lost 2 more fingers. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 I heard through a friend that Wanda's got a job at a drive-in movie theater. She sells tickets for the most part, but when they get real busy, she helps behind the candy counter. She makes around $4.75 an hour, and with what she steals from the cash register, I guess she does all right. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 Me? Well, I roam around a lot, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I went to join the military, but they told me I didn't have enough fingers. I tried to call Wanda once, but her brother answered the phone, so I just hung up. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 Some people say that life chews you up and spits you out, and many would say that my life has been somewhat of a hard luck story. I don't know, but I try not to dwell too much on the past. I'm working in a butcher shop now where they have a lot of sharp tools. It's been 3 weeks and I haven't lost any fingers yet. Who knows? Maybe things are looking up. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. 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 Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah.
Doo-wah, doo-wah,
doo-wah, doo-wah.
Sorry. You know what I do like about that song is the happy Hallmark Norman Rockwell ending where, you know, he's in the butcher shop, but he still gets to keep his fingers. You know, I could have been greedy. I could have taken them all.
That's true. You could have. In fact, I think the only reason you left fingers on his hand is because he had aspirations to be a surgeon.
And he needed to pick his nose.
By leaving a few fingers on his hands, it allows us to spin this off into a sitcom. Which,
right.
Which I think is still a possibility, right?
Exactly.
And we're going to call it Uncanny Laundering Mishap, which is...
There you go.
That's, you know, there like you a go. Fox television property or
yeah.
something.
We'll leave him just two digits, his two middle fingers. So everyone he meets is horribly insulted by it.
Because, exactly.
He can only give him the one finger salute.
You know, that song, I think it's one of the few songs that's ever gone over the airwaves, radio airwaves. We played that at WRUW down in Cleveland years ago. Mm-hmm. The citizens of Cleveland, I think, came out in strong numbers and supported our efforts. Do you remember that?
That's right. I think one of the best compliments we ever got was this woman said she was laughing so hard as she heard that song. She had to pull the car over, and she listened to the rest of the song, laughed her butt off, and then she found a payphone and gave us this was pre-cell phone, people.
She wanted to know whose ass she could kick.
And then she called RUW and asked how to get the tape.
That's right, and she's still there now, sitting by the side of the road.
waiting for the tape.
Probably all wasted away, and in fact, probably just skeletal remains by now.
That's probably what happened, folks.
Oh my goodness, it's time for Don't Touch That Feces.
Yay.
Where we get all fecal-like.
Yes,
oh,
fecalicious.
Jesus. Did I just say that?
Yes.
Good Lord, I hope not. You know, this episode is feeling rather fecal with that opening, that sort of potty opening of yours.
And you know what? I'm going to run with that theme.
Oh, good Lord. Here, we'll let her
rip,
man.
This week's topic is going to be traumatic bathroom experiences.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, baby. Bring them on.
Okay, let her rip.
I'll kick it off. You know, you probably think you can go live your entire adult life without having your girlfriend, wife, or significant other accuse you of peeing on her cat. But I've actually been in this predicament.
Good Lord.
Indeed I have. See, our cat Minnie, our oldest cat, likes to go into the bathroom and sit by the radiator, but it's right next to the toilet. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the phenomenon known as the Pitchfork Joneser.
I do.
This is when
I am aware of the Pitchfork Joneser.
Yeah, my aim was, I pride myself on my marksmanship, and my aim was dead on, and yet my, you know, the urine came out in this two equal streams, both, you know, going off to the side of the toilet, and one hit poor little Minnie.
Oh, good Lord. That's disgusting.
Isn't that a tragic story? You know, our friend Nip Giebles claims to have had a tri-fork Joneser.
That's apocryphal nonsense. He did no
such
thing.
No, if anyone could do it, I think he could.
Well, what'd you do with your... What'd you, like, douse your cat in bleach? That's a horrible story.
I don't know.
You're
I don't know what happened.
Me.
I don't think I even knew it had happened at the time.
Oh, that's great, Hanus. Now that we will be, from this point on, the band that pissed on their cat.
Or when I go to somebody's house, they'll hide their cats, you know, for fear that I'll pee on them.
Exactly. In our Wikipedia, it'll say the Stretch Links, the band that peed on their cat.
Well, how about you? Don't you have any horrific bathroom experiences?
Well, I have many, but I'm certainly not going to share them today.
Great.
Hanus Rhines.
Yes.
Do you remember Scudder Kelby?
I never met the man, but he lives in our mythology.
He does. There's two Scudder Kelbys, the real Scudder Kelby, and then there's Scudder Kelby, the foam man.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was a fictional character that I made a little movie about years ago. But the real Scudder Kelby had an interesting bathroom experience where he couldn't couldn't pee. It took him like 9 to 10 weeks before he could actually take a pee.
Wow.
And at one point, his mom took him into the bathroom and she said, "I'll hold your penis, and you try real hard to go to the bathroom."
Now, there's a dedicated mom.
That is a dedicated mom.
I'm nominating her Mother of the Year.
She is. She's a sweetie. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The beauty of that story is that that phrase became one of those catch-all phrases between you and me and Nib Giebles. Virtually every subject we ever talked about, we would eventually
degenerate into, "I'll squeeze your penis," and you would try real hard to go to the bathroom.
That's right. And when we'd be ordering ice cream at the ice cream shop, or if we'd be at the grocery, or when we were playing music together, and it just became our mantra. And it was rather soothing.
Our mantra.
It was our mantra, and it was rather soothing, as I recall. It kind of made me feel all relaxed and kind of, you know,
if the real Scudder's listening, he's going to hunt you down like a dog.
My sincere apologies to him, because the truth is, he's become a larger-than-life hero in my mind, and I have great compassion for him. The other story I can't stop thinking about, Hanus, is when we constructed a toilet out of snow.
Oh, that was fun.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was big. It was like 4.5 feet tall.
I think it was at least 16 feet high.
Well, maybe not quite that tall,
it was a big-ass toilet, and it was all the kids in the neighborhood. This is what you do back in, you know, the Midwest in the dead of winter when it's been 10 below zero for about 16 weeks straight and the sun hasn't come out. You realize that the only way to completely stay sane is to build toilets out of the snow to amuse yourself.
That's right. I remember putting a sign on it after we were done that said, "For display purposes only."
Yes, and thank God for it.
Hello, how are you? Hello. Hello, how are you? Hello. I've got this box in my
hand. Hey, Stretchheads, it's time for the mailbag. And of course, that means that Hanus Rhines and Uncle Wonkles answer your questions about the Stretch Links, or frankly, about anything that you might be wanting to know. You know, we are willing to share our personal advice. You know, you may have a marital or an economic problem, or perhaps you're in government. You need to improve the economic solvency of our nation.
Or a horrible rash, and we could perhaps recommend an ointment.
Precisely. So, you know, send us your email at info@stretchlinks.com, and we'd be happy to, to share our opinion. Mm-hmm. So what's today's question, Hanus? Pick one out. Pick one at random.
I can't do that, Wonkles.
What do you mean you can't do that?
There isn't a single letter in the mailbag.
Put your hand to the bottom of the bag.
I put
there.
My hand in. I've wiggled my fingers.
Wiggle your arm. Your whole damn. Wiggle your hips, for God's
There's
sake.
There's no amount of wigglage that will produce a mailbag letter from that mailbag. It's bone dry.
Oh, good Lord.
I suggest we make our listeners feel guilty, and then they'll send us more mailbag questions.
Well, there must have been. I think someone has. I think there's been some funny business on the email
sabotage.
Accounting. Yeah, I think so. So the only solution there, really, folks, is to send the Stretch Links your questions to info@stretchlinks.com. Right, Hanus?
Please.
Hell, it's only a nugget. Nugget.
Hey, Stretch Heads, it's time to talk about the Nugget of Wonderness. As you may recall, the Nugget of Wonderness is one of those strange, beautiful, luscious, lovely, little perky little things that lives in our consciousness and in our archives as a piece of audio content. This week's Nugget of Wonderness is You Stole My Lung. It's a real nice spoken word piece from Hannes and I. And you can only hear it at stretchlinks.com, so do go to our website and enjoy the nugget.
Cheeks are simmering. Cheeks are simmering. Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is wiggling.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Smile!
Oh, Hannes, that weepy, weepy music. You know what that means.
Yes, I do, damn it.
It means that it's the end of our show. And the beauty of that, though, is that we get to hear a little bit of our next episode's featured song, which in this case would be...
Damn you!
But you know what? I want to let you guys know, the stretch heads out there in Stretchopolis, which is a place I frequent, is that through a little bit of an accounting error, next week's song will be Pontiac, as was erroneously announced at the end of episode 8. Thanks for listening, stretch heads.
Take care, everybody. So long.
This is Mr. Uncle Wonkle saying goodbye, stretch heads.
And I'm Hannes Rhines, saying with an equal amount of longing, farewell.
And this is Uncle Wonkle saying, be well, safe travels.
And this is Hannes Rhines saying, don't drink the water.
And this is Uncle Wonkle saying, don't pee on a snow toilet.
Or a cat, for that matter.
And now here's a little bit of Pontiac, just to wet your whistle. Enjoy!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a Pontiac, it's a Saturday night, and we're going on the town, and we're never coming back. It's a Pontiac, it's a Sada, a Pontiac.
Music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretchlings and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2009, the Stretchlings.
Yeah, everybody. Have a good... Sorry.
Have a good one of those, too.